From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Now a news story that might be a bit disturbing to some of our listeners, particularly listeners who travel with young children in car seats. Consumer Reports found that infant car seats often failed side impact laboratory crash tests, often with disastrous results. In some cases, the car seats flew off their bases or twisted violently. Kim Kleban is Deputy Editorial Director at Consumer Reports, and she joins us now to talk about these test results, which appear in the February issue of the magazine. Good to talk to you again, Kim. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me.
Now, could you first quickly describe how you conducted these tests, these broadside simulations?
Yes, we crash tested 12 infant car seats under laboratory conditions. And basically what that is, you strap the car seat to a bench, which is attached to a platform on a track. Then you abruptly shoot this bench down the track. We tested for frontal crashes. We tested for side crashes. And the way that the test is set up, it simulates a real head-on crash or a side crash in vehicles.
And the side impact is, as I understand, important here because U.S. cars and car seats can't be sold unless they meet certain front-end crash standards, but not necessarily true for side impact. Is that correct?
That's right. Here's what's going on in this country. No car or car seat can be sold unless it can withstand a 30-mile-an-hour head-on crash. But for several years now, new cars have been required to be tested at 35-mile-an-hour head-on and 38-mile-an-hour side-on crashes. But car seats don't have to meet that extra requirement. So in this country, cars can withstand worse crashes than car seats. And this is counterintuitive for parents because you think that your baby in the car seat is the most protected passenger of all. But when the car seat does not meet the crash that the car can, that baby is actually the least protected passenger in your vehicle. We think that this is an outrage. We think that the federal standard absolutely needs to be raised for car seats. And we hope this story that we've just published will spark that conversation.
Now, the car seat manufacturers say that these tests aren't mandated, but they say they do conduct these tests themselves.
Car seat manufacturers don't conduct tests at 35 miles an hour for a frontal crash or 38 miles an hour for a side crash. Car seat manufacturers are trying to meet the federal standard, which is 30 miles an hour for a frontal crash.
Now, you looked at 12 different models of these infant seats, and do I understand this correctly? Only two performed well?
Only two performed well in our tougher tests, and one didn't even meet the lower federal standard. That's why we're asking for a recall of the Evenflow Discovery infant car seat, because it didn't even meet the lower federal standard.
Now, certainly, I have to stop you there right now, because there's someone who's driving in a car wondering, do I have a kid in the back seat right now who's in one of those Evenflow Discovery seats? If they do, what should they do?
First of all, any car seat is better than no car seat, but we don't think that you should be using an Evenflow Discovery car seat. So we recommend that you consider buying one of the two we recommend, which would be the Graco Snug Ride with EPS or the Baby Trend Flex Lock.
So in the cases where the car seats failed the test, what happened?
Some of them failed disastrously. We had car seats flying out of their bases. We had car seats twisting violently in the car. We had one test dummy that flew 30 feet across the test lab. So these failures are not, oops, something became unbuckled and you could easily fix it. I mean, these are catastrophic failures.
Kim, your tests seem to point out problems with this latch system, the federally mandated attachment system, which is supposed to help parents make sure that seats are actually installed correctly. What's the problem there?
Latch, when seats were attached with latch, they failed more often than when they were attached with a seatbelt. Another problem with latch is that the safest place in the car for a car seat is the center rear seat. But most cars don't have latch attachments in the center rear seat. So we're asking the federal governments to take a look at the latch system, both for ease of installation and also for the safety problems that we discovered.
Kim Kleban is the Deputy Editorial Director at Consumer Reports. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Consumer Reports' infant car seat ratings and watch a video of a crash test by going to our website, npr.org.